Mostly cloudy skies and your current temperature here this morning at 72 degrees. We look for partly sunny skies here later today with a high near 91 and breezy south winds and 10 to 15 miles per hour increasing here this afternoon. Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman reports that as of noon on Friday, no nomination papers had been filed to fill the vacant position of mayor of the city of Messina. Noon was the deadline to file nomination papers yesterday with the city clerk. Sunderman says since no nominations were filed, no candidate's name will appear on the ballot. All votes will be cast by a write-in. When the votes are canvassed by the Cass County Board of Supervisors, the person who received the greatest number of votes on September 17th will be declared elected. The Messina special city election will be held September 17th. The voting center will be the Messina Public Library at 122 Main Street in Messina. The polls will open at noon and close at 8 p.m. After one of the cooler Julys in years, where low temperatures dipped into the 30s, a brutal heat wave was expected to wash over Iowa this weekend. Meteorologist Ron Donovan of the National Weather Service says summer may be starting to wind down, but the temperatures in the forecast are definitely heating up. He says it looks like the warmest temperatures we've seen all this year, and we're having temperatures rising into the 90s by Sunday, and it could be mid to upper 90s by mid next week. Donovan says record heat is possible and heat advisories are likely to be issued in another few days, and that's already the case for some northern Iowa counties. We could have some headlines out of next week due to the heat and possibly a heat index rising into the low 100s near 105 during that time frame, he says. As cool as it's been this summer, it's definitely going to be a drastic change from what we've had. There's no immediate relief in the forecast as highs statewide are expected to be in the 90s for several days, possibly into next weekend. And the National Weather Service here in our area has issued a special weather statement warning folks of a prolonged period of unseasonably hot conditions beginning tomorrow. A huge corn expo is running this weekend in Shelby County. The 2013 third biannual Hybrid Corn Pioneers Historical Expo will be held at the Steve and Nadine Kinkles Farm located in rural Erling. The expo features working corn machinery exhibits, rides, and corn shelling for kids. Steve Kinkle, owner of the farm, says he has made changes to his corn museum. He said if you've ever been out to the farm and his museum, you'll see it have a different look. Over a year ago, they put in a loft in the museum and it gave a new look, and they are happy with that. The only problem is it filled up fairly fast, he said, so it's full. The museum was built in 2002, and since that time, Kinkle has worked on restoring old farm equipment to hang in that building. The Historical Expo is also having food concessions featuring homemade ice cream, a blacksmith in action, a wire check planting demonstration, and also, Kinkle says, another aspect of the expo is the Three Centuries of Corn plot. The Hybrid Corn Expo is welcoming the 2012 National Corn Husking Champions, who will pick corn by hand and compete against each other. If you'd like a special way to ride out to the farm, located at 2040 Ironwood Road, a tractor ride will leave from Harlan on Saturday morning. The ride is sponsored by the Nishna Valley Antique Tractor Club. For more information on the tractor ride, contact Lance Scott at 712-249-6178. The 2013 Hybrid Corn Pioneers Biannual Historical Expo will take place from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Admission is free, is a free will donation, with proceeds going to ovarian cancer research, and signs will be posted off of Highway 37 east of Erling. The company working to rebuild a small but much-used bridge linking Des Moines and West Des Moines has delayed the expected completion date. The city of Des Moines announced Friday that Genco Construction Incorporated plans to have three lanes over the bridge open by November 29th. That's more than 2 months later than the September 27th date established in the city's contract with the company. The company will be charged a fee for each day it misses the original planned completion date. Workers are replacing a bridge originally built in 1914 and widened in 1935. It carries about 18,000 vehicles daily on Grand Avenue over Walnut Creek, linking the two cities. Genco was awarded a $3.3 million contract for the project. A Davenport man convicted of setting his wife on fire has been sentenced to 27 years in prison. Tom Kwan made a brief remarks during an appearance Friday in Scott County District Court. Wearing a bandage around his head, he spoke through a court-appointed Mandarin Chinese interpreter. The Quad City Times reports Kwan made no comment about his wife, who survived the December fire at their home with severe burns. Kwan also suffered severe burns from the incident. An unknown amount of wastewater has been released into the backwaters of Sailorville Lake in central Iowa. The State Department of Natural Resources says a pressurized sewer force main in Polk City sprang a leak, affecting the Polk City Wildlife Refuge. The break was reported Wednesday night after liquid was seen bubbling up through a roadbed. Dick Lehman, a veteran morning news anchor for WHO Radio in Des Moines, has died. He was 59 years old. WHO Radio announced in a statement on its website that Lehman died Friday. He had worked at the station for 16 years and presented morning news to a central Iowa audience. He also co-hosted a weekend morning news show. Iowans will not be paying as much for food this year as previously predicted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The agency has reduced its forecast for food price inflation this year to 1.5% to 2.5%. USDA economist Ricky Volpe says the previous prediction was based primarily on the drought in 2012, and they were initially looking at 3% to 4% increase, which was above average, but that was before we had the lower fuel prices, the strengthening U.S. dollar, and the overall improvement in the economy. And the Cass County Conservation Board is holding a Movie in the Park campground program. The title of the August 30th film is Legends of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahool. And the free public program will be held at the campground shelter at Cold Springs Park in Lewis on August 30th at 9 p.m. If it rains, the movie will be canceled. You also do not have to be a registered camper to attend that program. Taking a look now here this morning at your funeral announcements. Herb Koenig, age 103, of Halber, currently of Omaha, died Tuesday in Omaha. Services for Herb Koenig will be held today at 10 a.m. at the St. Augustine Church in Halber. The Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Joseph Claire Marnin, age 95, of Stewart, died Tuesday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral Mass for Joseph Claire Marnin will be held today at 10 a.m. The All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Nadine Joint, age 87, of Casey, died Tuesday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Nadine Joint will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Leroy Schwenke, age 81, of Messina, died Wednesday at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center. Funeral services for Leroy Schwenke will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the Messina Baptist Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Malin Lee Carruthers, age 81, of Council Bluffs, died Monday at the Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Malin Lee Carruthers will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Epworth United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs. The Maher Livingston Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Helen Ruth Peterson, age 98, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday at the Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Helen Ruth Peterson will be held today at 11 a.m. at the St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Boomer Township. Cutler O'Neill Meyer Woodring Bayless Park Chapel in Council Bluffs has the arrangements. Melvin Dennis Denny Dyke Longcor, age 68, of Oakland, died Tuesday at the Jenny Emerson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Graveside services for Denny Longcor will be held today at 12:30 p.m. at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Sharon C. Mealy, age 77, of Macon, Georgia, and formerly of Clarinda, died Saturday, August 17th. Memorial graveside services for Sharon C. Mealy will be held Sunday at 12 p.m. at the Clarinda Cemetery. The Walker Merrick Funeral Home in Clarinda is assisting with the arrangements. And Ivan Shaffa, age 98, of Fontenelle, died August 9th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Ivan Shaffa will be held Monday at 11 a.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.